go. It ain't no country club either. This is LA.
All I wanna do is have a little fun before I die. Says the man next to me, out of nowhere. Apropos of nothing, he says his name is William. I'm sure it's Bill or Billy or Mac or Buddy. And he's plain ugly to me.
Born on this day back in 1966. Not Sheryl Crow, who I like a lot, but Kevin Gilbert, multi-instrumentalist, songwriter, and claim to fame, co-wrote this giant hit that broke back in 1994, 26 years ago, co-wrote All I Wanna Do, Sheryl Crow's breakthrough smash. Kevin Gilbert died in 1996. If I recall, there was some consternation about who received songwriting credit on some of those songs from Sheryl Crow's Tuesday Night Music Club. Kevin Gilbert did get a co-write on All I Want to Do, and man, that was a big song. He was born on this day back in 1966. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. As you might know, if you've been with us for a while, music is a total passion of mine. That's why I host the podcast for National Review called Political Beats, but as I host, we dig deep, sometimes deep. we dig into the past for birthdays and anniversaries and number ones on this day and anniversaries. We take you back in the history of music, a little bonus something when I sit in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram, as I said, find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram. You can find Kelly Stafford, the wife of Lions quarterback Matthew Stafford, on Instagram. And she made some waves yesterday by saying some things that a whole lot of us are saying, but just doing it on Instagram and being the wife of a very famous football player. She, of course, was forced to apologize. We'll get to that in a second. But here's the audio. This is Kelly Stafford yesterday railing against some of the restrictions now in place in Michigan. Kelly Stafford here.
So I'm going to be very blunt. I'm so over it. I'm over living in a dictatorship that we call Michigan. I understand there's a pandemic, and I understand it's very scary. I'm scared of it too. If you are at risk, do not leave your house until there's a vaccine. But shutting down all these small businesses, things that people have worked their life for, shutting them down again is not the answer because they will not make it. So once we are able to leave our house, once this dictatorship decides to let us have some freedom, there would be nothing left. I'm just over it. I see all these people and it brings me like to tears. And believe me, I know there's people out there that are stating, that's really ignorant of you. How could you say that? Listen, I know not everybody's going to agree with me. Not everybody's going to agree with my every move I make. That's life, okay? We state our opinions, we move on. This is my opinion. I feel for these small businesses. It's not that I don't feel for the people that have COVID or the hospitals. I do. But this is my opinion. I do not like living in a place where they tell me what I can and cannot do. I live once. Again, this is my opinion. You have yours. Everyone has their own. And we chalk it up to that.
No, of course we don't chalk it up to that. Not in this day and age. Kelly Stafford there again saying the things that most of us are saying. Man, this is not great to be living in a place where the whims of the health department decide what we can and can't do, or at least try to order us what we can and can't do. Small businesses are going to be slammed, are going to be really harmed. This is the busiest shopping time of the year, you know, the Christmas shopping season. I don't have the percentage in front of me, but a huge number or a huge amount of the profits for businesses come during this time of the year. Restaurants, bars, really hurting. And she's tired of it. All right. In a normal world, we just sort of would say, well, all right, that's her opinion as she laid out. This is not normal, of course, and she was made to apologize. Quoting, writing in an Instagram post later, should never have used the word dictatorship. I got caught up in the heat of the moment. That's my fault. I don't know the answer. Won't pretend to. I care about the people who are losing their lives or battling this, and also the medical staff who care for them. It's hard knowing these local business owners and watching them struggle and having to lay off their employees, not knowing how they're going to make it. So I'm sorry. I let my emotions get the best of me. I love Michigan and the people here. Don't get that twisted in this. I wish there was an answer that pleased everyone, but we know that is definitely not the case. She started that by saying, all right, coming back to apologize. After I read some of your things and I get grounded a little bit, I'm really sorry. I was in the heat of the moment. I have a friend losing her business. It's just getting to me a little bit, so I apologize for calling it a dictatorship. Probably not so smart a use of words. I don't know. I apologize. So that's what Kelly Stafford said after, of course, taking shrapnel from the left for that opinion. Now, here's a couple of things. Kelly Stafford, of all people, I don't know. I don't know the medical side of this, right? But we talk about people who are more vulnerable, those with pre-existing conditions, those with underlying conditions. Kelly Stafford, as you might know, had a 12-hour surgery to remove a brain tumor. Back last year, was it? It was last year. So I don't know. She might be at higher risk. She might be. And yet she still has the opinion she has. That's one thing. The other thing is this. This is kind of ironic, I guess. Matthew Stafford wrote a piece for the Players Tribune right at the beginning of this season. You might remember this. Essentially saying that we can't just stick to football. Not as a team, not as an organization. We shouldn't as a country. These are not political problems. These are human problems. It should not be seen as a political statement to discuss this stuff. He was talking about Black Lives Matter, the protests, the riots that were happening across the country around that time. So essentially saying we can't just stick to football. We all have an important voice and we have to use it. Except when it comes to this, apparently. And if you recall back then, Stafford, of course, was praised for having the open mind and the ability to change a view and to say these things in print and to be out front and to not stick to sports. Well, now his wife, Kelly Stafford, of course, being told yesterday, essentially, your opinion doesn't matter, doesn't count, and you better apologize. She did, though I think most of us in this listening audience wouldn't have a problem with what she said. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show.